The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I'll make three tents here. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. When the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Understand the gospel, we have to understand what happened six days before the gospel. Jesus told his best friends that he was going to die. And his death was going to be a very cruel death. What would happen if you got news that one of your best friends was going to die? Or maybe you got news that your father was going to die. I think all of us would suffer. Normal. So for these 6 days, Jesus said the 6 days before, the apostles, they're sad. They're ruminating. Jesus is going to suffer, he's going to die. He's our best friend, so they're thinking about this for 6 days. So as a result of that, Jesus gave them the gift that you heard today. He took three of his best friends, Peter, James, and John, and they climbed a really big mountain. Then on the top of the mountain, Jesus was transfigured. What does that mean? His face became as bright as the sun, and his clothes were as bright as you could imagine. So So they saw Jesus, and they saw Jesus with Moses and Elijah. And they're talking about Jesus' death. Now what we have is the apostles are filled with joy to see Jesus radiating glory. And this is symbolic of Jesus going to heaven. So the scandal of the cross that he talked about was uplifted by the apostles lifting up their eyes to see Jesus radiating glory. So what's the message for us? It's pretty clear that all of us are destined to go to heaven. That's the message. All of us, our destiny is to go to heaven. We should long for heaven. Starting today, all of you should try to think about heaven at least 1 minute every day. Long for heaven. Okay, on a human play, let me give you some very simple analogies. Okay, go back to when you were 6 or 7 years old. Maybe first grade. Your mom and dad said on Monday, if you really behave well, we're taking you to Disney. What were you thinking about the whole week? I mean, you had to go to school, but in the back of your mind, on Saturday, we're going to be going to Disney. And you never behaved better before in your whole life. Maybe it happened to you. Admit it, no? Your mom said, if you don't behave well, you're not going to go to Disney. You were on your best behavior for those 6 days. You got up on time. You brushed your teeth. You didn't fight with your older brother. I mean, you acted like an angel. Because you really wanted to go to Disney. So the thought of that Disney, what was that? That was keeping you happy the whole week. That's called an analogy. So the thought of the joy of Disney gives you patience with your brother, obedience to your parents, you did your school work well, didn't say any bad words, you took out the trash without your mom telling you 5 times, all that. Because you're anticipating the anticipation of the joy. I'll give you another analogy that's even more simple to understand. Okay, you sit down at the table to have dinner. And you know that after, at the end of dinner, you've got your favorite dessert. Think about your favorite dessert. And your mom and dad said you can actually have 2 portions of that dessert. But what do you have to eat? Liver. I hated liver. In other words, you got a food to eat that... But there you're eating the liver, because you're thinking about the ice cream sundae, the banana split, that's there in the refrigerator waiting for you. These are analogies. I like a good dessert. I think we all do, right? I've got my favorite meal, my favorite dessert in mind right now. But you first had to eat the liver and the spinach, huh? I don't think any of you like liver and spinach. That's penance food, huh? But you eat the liver and the spinach, you got the Baskin-Robbins double-decker, butterscotch, pinacho, all. they got a triple-decker waiting for you. I'll eat the spinach. I'll eat the vinegar. So in our life, are you listening? If you can patiently carry your cross every day, you're going to go to heaven. It's worth it. It's worth it. If you carry your cross and you fall, get up. That's called confession, right? You carry your cross, you fall, get up. Fall, get up. Fall, get up. See, Jesus fell, but he would always get up. The biggest tragedy is we fall and we don't get up. That's the biggest tragedy. That's the biggest tragedy among Catholics. Falling, but staying down and not getting up. We should long for heaven. Think about something you really like, okay? You should have a greater desire for heaven. Here's what the Bible teaches. You can't imagine how great heaven is. St. Paul says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the mind of man the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. I love it. That's St. Paul to the Corinthians. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the mind of man the wonderful things that God had prepared for those who love him. Paul says the suffering of this present time are nothing in comparison for the glory that awaits the sons and daughters of God. What does Jesus say about heaven? In the Gospel of John, he says, I'm going now, but I'm preparing a place for you. And he says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. You know what a mansion is? A huge, beautiful house there in Beverly Hills. A huge, beautiful house. My Father's house, there are many mansions. And I'm going to prepare a mansion for you. Wow. So do this exercise. Call to mind what was the happiest day in your life. What was the happiest hour in your life? What was the happiest minute in your life? What was the happiest second in your life? Multiply that a million times and you have a mere glimpse of what heaven is like. I repeat. Think about the happiest day in your life, the happiest hour in your life, the happiest minute in your life, the happiest moment in your life. Multiply that a million times. You have a mere glimpse of what heaven is like. I'll tell you mine. 1986. You weren't even born yet. Your mom and dad are probably teenagers your age. But I was already 30 years old, okay? I'm betraying my age now. 1986, May 25th, I was in the most famous church in the world. It's called the Basilica of St. Peter's. We have St. Peter buried beneath the altar. And I entered in there, 9:30 in the morning. The Sistine Choir was singing. That famous Sistine Choir was singing. And the church was jam-packed. And there was deacons and priests and bishops and archbishops and cardinals, and there was a man dressed in white walking with a crozier. He had a big hat on his head. He was a man that was born in Poland in 1920. But an hour later, 10:30, I knelt down. And that man was born in Poland in 1920 with a big hat on. He didn't have the hat on then. He came up and he put his hands on my head. And he prayed over me. That moment, I was transformed into a priest for all eternity. And the name of that man was John Paul II. That was the happiest moment in my life, when I became a priest and when I was ordained by the hands of John Paul II, one of the greatest men who ever lived in the world. That was the happiest moment in my life. Every time I think about that, I'm filled with joy. And that's just a mere glimpse of what heaven is like. So all of us, as the deer yearns for the running streams, so my soul yearns for you, O Lord my God. Let's pray for each other that one day all of us will go to heaven to praise the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
Only tomorrow?
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit,
as was the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
What's your name?
James Marquez.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Yes.
You've done the exercises,
I
right?
I did, yeah. I did the exercises last year. I also did...
Consecration Mary?
Consecration, okay. Yeah. You gave me the book, and it was awesome. Like, that really...
Is that helpful?
That really changed a lot of things. Yeah. Right. Nature.
I think I got a little bit of honey in my hand.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Sure, so how's things going? You want me to talk to you about something?
Yes, so I guess this is kind of just so you know where I'm at, Father. So I graduated college, UCLA, 2018. Right away, I got a job teaching at a Catholic high school. Teaching Spanish. I started a band there in San Francisco. And my parents decided they wanted to move. I'm going to be living with them. Decided to move.